Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking this week and praying about learning from the surrender of Christmas, the surrender of Jesus and coming to earth, the surrender of Mary and of Joseph. To accept God's will and His plan, His direction to them. And looking at how that ought to be applied in our life as we live submissively. And the Bible has a lot to talk about how we submit to one another, how we submit to God, how we submit in the context of doing life. And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about submitting to leaders. And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden. For that would be of no advantage to you." We talked at the beginning of the week about obeying governing authorities. And, excuse me, the context of this verse really brings it down more into leadership within the church and the church body, the church family. And those spiritual leaders that God calls to shepherd the flock and to lead with diligence and with care. And so the couple of elements here, and one is a verse that really talks about our responsibility as individuals to respect, to honor, to submit to the leadership that God has set apart. Sometimes we struggle with our American mindset of leaders only being those that we choose. And in our democratic republic, it's the idea that the majority rules. God's not always operated that way. In fact, He's never operated that way, unless you count Him as the majority. But it's that realization that there's an expectation from us as individuals. There's also an expectation from those who lead. And you'll see that in throughout the Old Testament, God would raise up leaders and there was an expectation that the people would obey, would submit. And even when the leaders were wicked, God would bring about punishment and correction and would hold those leaders accountable for the direction in which they led the people. And so it's not that it excuses our personal responsibility. There's still a necessity to know God's word, to know what He commands us to do. But there's a greater responsibility to those who lead to lead well. It says, as those who give an account, that are responsible to God for the direction, for how they cared for people, for the decisions that are made. And it's one of the reasons God really calls for us to take that position of leadership seriously. But our role, when we're not in that area of leadership, and the interesting thing is that regardless of who we are, those that lead still are responsible to submit to others And so other than God, there isn't a hierarchy, supreme leader that is accountable to no one. But most of us, even if we're not official leaders, have areas in which we do lead. And so I think some of this still applies, that we can learn about how we would like those that we lead to act and to follow and to participate. But when he talks about our submission to leaders, he talks about us doing it in a way that brings them joy. And when we consider that as the criteria, it ought to affect our responsiveness. It ought to affect our attitude. It ought to affect our willingness to listen. You see, the Bible talks about a good leader. A good leader is a shepherd who cares for his sheep. He's not abusing them. He's not mistreating them. He's not doing things that would bring harm to them. And I think sometimes, whether it's church leadership or government leadership or whatever, family leadership, whatever it might be, we begin to create in our mind a rationale, a motive as to why people do what they do. And many times it's not accurate. And our willingness or lack thereof to submit has to do with a perception that may or may not be true. And so when we enter into that relationship with the assumption, the old court thing, presumed innocent until proven guilty. If we presume to start with that our leaders care about us, then it ought to change the way we respond to decisions that we like and to decisions that we don't like. And it's not saying that all decisions are perfect. I don't think I make perfect decisions all the time, but I like to at least think that I attempt to weigh all of the options and use wisdom and God's counsel and His Word. But we're spiritual beings wrapped in this jar of clay. But it's living submissively says, I want my life to bring joy to those that have some sense of responsibility over me, who God says are accountable. Accountable for my growth, accountable for my walk, accountable for my care. Now, it doesn't excuse us, and it's not that we can do whatever we want and say, well, it's their responsibility. You know, it's not something that a leader or anyone else can keep us walking with God. They can teach, instruct, they can correct, they can rebuke, they can encourage. They can do all of the things to give us that opportunity, but it's still our choice. And it's the way we make that choice that determines whether we bring joy or whether we become a burden. And God says, His children, God says, you and I, that each one of us needs to submit to leaders, need to live in a way that brings them joy, needs to listen and respond and participate in a way that's not a burden. And when we begin to see the interconnectedness, that's why this week of talking and praying about submission, it all kind of weaves together. Because some of these elements, we think, well, yeah, those are people we ought to submit to. And others, we probably say, well, I don't know about that. But at the heart of it, God says it's our responsibility to submit to one another, to consider the needs of others, even above our own. And that's true whether we're leading or following. And when we learn to submit to one another and submit to our leaders and lead as those who are accountable, we create an atmosphere of joy that's contagious. An atmosphere of joy that represents Jesus well. An atmosphere of joy that is desirable to those that, with those who are weary, those who are thirsty, those who live in a dry and dusty world. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider both your areas of submission to leaders and your areas of leadership. And ask God to help you be the leader and the follower that brings joy, not only to one another, but brings joy to Him. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has set people in place to give us instruction, to help us know how to live, to guide us. You call people and equip them to lead. Lead within governments, lead within church families and congregations and gatherings, lead within homes, lead within businesses. And Father, help us to be submissive, first of all, to your leadership. May we understand more clearly how you would have us to respond to people that are in positions of leadership, whether they're people we selected or not. May we live in such a way that we bring them joy and that we don't become a burden to them. And Father, for those areas that we have leadership in, may we always do so knowing that we are accountable to you for the way that we treat, the way that we lead, the way that we care and shepherd, and the way that we love. So God, as we come to you today, may we come as those that desire to live with joy, to live in community with others such that Jesus is represented well, to live in a way that makes Him known, that He becomes desirable. May the way that we get along with one another, may the way that we interact with between leaders and followers, may all of it be done in a submissive spirit, may it be done in love. may we have a greater understanding, especially in the midst of our differences. And Father, today, may our willingness to get along, or may our willingness to listen, and may our willingness to submit help us to lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.